News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The Judicial Council agreed to revise personal injury award guidelines over the weekend, paving the way for lower insurance payouts in the future. However, some concerned parties like ISMA and the Irish Hotels Federation say the reductions do not go far enough and there isn't a solid and immediate commitment to reduce premiums. And Pat McDonough, CEO of Supermax, joins me now for more on this. Pat, a reduction in awards is on the way. You must surely be happy with that.
Not really, I'll tell you, because first of all, I don't think it's the judiciary that should have been asked to do that. That's the government, should have been the government's decision. It's a bit unfair, I suppose, asking the judiciary to throw up their own guidelines and implement them at the same time. So I think they've had a unique opportunity to bring us in line with the EU generally, where the awards are much less, and therefore, accordingly, the costs are much less as well. But I don't think it's going to have any massive effect. It's a help, but it's not really where we want to be. And as regards reductions in insurance, I don't think it's going to have any major effect whatsoever on that, because if you look at where the money goes in insurance and you look at the legal costs and you look at the insurance costs themselves, the insurance companies, what they make, and all the other costs involved in it. What's mostly missed out on that is the cost to business itself, insofar as their employees and time that's wasted in that.
Okay,
that's where the costs are. But I mean, the legal costs.
Some of the reductions are quite big. I'm looking at some of them here. Simple undisplaced nose fracture with full recovery. The old system awarded between 18,000 and 22,000 for that. Now it's €500 to 3,000. So some of them have fallen considerably. If this isn't enough, what would you like to see happen?
Well, I think, first of all, the Injuries Board, which was set up about 2004 under the Civil Liability Act, they did a fantastic job without any legal costs from 2004 until 2008. And then the legal people took 21 judicial reviews to overturn that. And so therefore they got back into the game. And what you have happening now is this, that you have the Injuries Board in competition with the courts and in competition with the insurance companies to see who would pay out the most. So back in the day, as I say, it worked tremendously well until it was interfered with. And as far as I'm concerned, Ciara, there's a lot of talk about white-collar crime at the moment. This is the greatest white-collar crime in the country, because the whole laws have been manipulated by the legal profession to suit themselves. The second thing that I would like to see done is, you know, obviously legal costs need to be reduced. In other countries, in the UK and Northern Ireland, there's a set fee for a legal cost, say, for a circuit court case and for a high court case. And that will drive...
Yeah, that they can be a
lot quicker.
Eye-watering. I take your point entirely.
The Troika told the government 10 years ago, they get the legal fee sorted. Yeah. It hasn't happened yet.
Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning, Pat. That is Pat McDonough, CEO of Supermax. They're less than happy, perhaps, about those changes that are being brought in. Thinks they don't go far enough.